You know, it's just so exciting. I do live here in Indianapolis, and we just love to see the Blue Jackets come. It's very refreshing, invigorating to have all of your passion, your talent, your commitment come into our city, and we're proud to welcome you and say thank you for coming. My gosh, a million meals. I can't tell you. As Sarah said, there are 48 million, almost 50 million people in this country that are hungry. It's going to be growing. The hunger issue is growing. It is very silent, but it hurts. You will find, as it says on the wall, that one out of six people are hungry. So anytime you're with a group, if you count one in six, there's somebody there that's hungry. So this million meals will help tremendously, both within our city and throughout the world. We need everyone to engage with the hunger issue. Go back to your communities and learn what's going on in your community. Find out how people are addressing hunger. Reach out to your community, to your food bank, anything that's in the community that might be talking about it. As Dwight said, here in our city, we have an Indy Hunger Network, and that's a group of us that have gotten together, left the egos at the door to talk about the hunger issue and how can we tackle it. We have lofty goals. We're going to eliminate child hunger within our city by 2015 and ensure that every family and person has access to the food they need. That's almost a 27 million meal gap that we have to produce in the next 3 years. So we're really engaged. So again, take your passion back to your community, have fun with it, make sure you know what the real problem is, and go do it. We are looking forward to having not only today happen in the next 2.5 days with the meals coming to Gleaners, but also we thank Tyson and Hormel because they too are bringing meat and protein to us. I must tell you, I told Sarah before I left, one of our distribution center people came to me and said, we're out of meat. And I said, just wait. It comes on a truck tomorrow. It's that much of a need right now. It's critical. The other thing that's very important is for you, as I said, to take this all back. Many of you are going to come out to Gleaners in the next couple of days also to volunteer in our shop. So do go back to your community, understand the issue, and volunteer and get engaged. Thank you very much, and welcome to Indianapolis.